Hey everybody, this is Rem and welcome to session 8 of the Top Practices Business and Goal Setting Development Workshop. This is entitled Using Practice Metrics and Making Adjustments to Stay on Track. So we're going to use the KISS formula for this. Keep it simple, sweetie. And so here's the way I'm going to look at this with you in this session. We're going to look at how we can look at our numbers and our metrics in these following categories. The first one is walking. The second one is advanced or running. And the third one is Olympic. Okay, so for the summit, you know, depending on where you are in your own top practices journey, be prepared at least coming to the summit to walk. Okay, now what does walking mean? You're going to find the top practices coaching prep form in the attachments for this module. Obviously, they're inside the top practices library, but the coaching prep form is in the attachments. You can click on it. There you're going to find a four-tabbed document. And the second tab is going to be metrics. And here's what you want to have: your new patient numbers for this year and last year for each one of the months. You'll see that. And if you could get this done, your goal for that, for the rest of the years, for the months and the rest of the year, what were your goals? Number two, you're going to see total patient numbers. Same thing, last year, this year, and goal. Billed last year, this year, and goal by month. Collected last year, this year, and goal. You'll also see a spot where you can calculate your per visit revenue. Your per visit revenue is the total collections divided by total number of patient visits for a period of time. You want to look at that for last year and for this year. And we'll talk about that more in a subsequent at the summit. But national average is 95, which is low. Top practices members are anywhere from 120 to 250. Where do you come in on that? PVC stands for per visit charges. That's the billed number. Not collected, the billed number. And then there's dollars per hour. It does show you in the fourth tab how to calculate your dollars per hour. And it really, again, is number of hours you're in clinic divided by total revenues during that period of time. That gives you a very interesting number, which your dollars per hour. If you know, the average, by the way, in top practices is 550. We have folks that are doing upwards of $1,200 an hour in their clinic. And we have folks that are doing less than that. And so knowing that metric would be great for you as well. So I want you to do that. But I would say that dollars per hour, we've moved now into advanced. All the way up through your PVR, your PVC, that's walking. Dollars per hour is in the advanced category. Also, if you come with your accounts receivables, this is advanced, 0 to 30, 30 to 60, 60 to 90, 90 to 120, and 120 plus. Know your accounts receivables. It comes right out of QuickBooks. You should be able to find that easily. Knowing that number may well be something that will help you reference things when you're having discussions at the summit. Okay, now advanced, that's advanced or running. A little bit more actually advanced in running is your P&L. If you can bring your P&L with you year to date and your last year's P&L, that's your profit and loss statement, again, comes right out of QuickBooks. That is something that you may or may not reference when you're at the summit speaking with other people, but it's great if you've got it because you'll have a point of reference. If you get asked particular questions, you can actually, you'll know some of these answers and not say, "Man, I have no idea." Now, Olympic numbers. You know, I've attached to this document a form that is produced by Dr. Peter Wishney called Knowing Your Numbers. And he's got the advanced numbers in there. And this is the Olympic numbers that I'm not even going to discuss them. You can review all of that. You do not have to have that ready to come to the summit. But that, my friends, is a very comprehensive list of the key metrics and numbers that you should always, always be looking at. So that's the metrics. That's the numbers. Let's get it all together. So when you're at the summit, you'll just be able to say, yeah, here's the answer. Okay. Are you getting excited? Because we are getting close.